Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Sully's a victim to the hype train. We'll get him on the record with a bold Lions prediction. Talking about Michael Bennett explaining why he will continue to sit for the national anthem. His quote, first of all, I want people to understand I love the military. My father's in the military. I love hot dogs like any other American. I love football like any other American. But I don't love segregation. I don't love riots or oppression. I want to see people have the equality that they deserve. I want to be able to use this platform to continuously push the message of that. He later went on to say he knows he's making you uncomfortable. That's what protests are supposed to do. Make you think, make you uncomfortable. I've asked a simple question. The packaging of this is better than Kaepernick. Father's in the military. Disarmed you from using the whole spitting in the face of the military deal with the anthem, which doesn't make sense. We've covered that a zillion times. And he tells you why he's doing this. You don't have any socks to get mad at or a t-shirt to get mad at like with Kaepernick. So I'm asking, in this whole world where you put up with all these things athletes do, beating up women, driving drunk, in some cases killing people, oh, no. All good. Let's play ball. This is the hill you die on. This is the issue that has owners so scared they're openly screwing a guy. They're openly asking for your opinion because they're so afraid of their sponsors and fans turning their back on the game. Why is this the hill you die on? Tell me, because I don't get it. And again, I don't love it either. I don't hate it, though. I get it. I respect it. And I think I understand why Bennett's doing it. Do I think there are better ways? Probably. But I'll be damned if I'm the guy to tell him not to do it. And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't make me want to watch less football. It doesn't. Things like that, it's almost like it makes NFL fan look like a child. I'm not going to watch the game anymore. What? Yes, Michael.
And we've seen research that has shown that people are not watching as much because of that. But
J.D. Power and Associates.
Yeah, the infamous J.D. Power survey. That's right. But is it wrong that I just don't care a lot about this? Meaning, look, I don't need to see article after article after article on every single website I go to about details about who stood, who kneeled, who sat down. Marshawn Lynch had his beanie on. He was eating. I don't care enough about it. If you want to go out and do that, fine. If you want to protest, fine. You have a right to do so. But I don't know why people are just so concerned and bothered by this. And you mentioned the thing with the military. Yeah, it's not a direct indicative of the military. The national anthem is not, if just because you're sitting or kneeling for that, doesn't mean that you're disrespecting the servicemen and women in our military. It doesn't. So I know people just want to point to the military as you're disrespecting the military by kneeling or sitting down. I don't think that's fair to do.
Well, no, it's inaccurate and it's stupid. And you can go, and again, I know reading, it's fundamental. There are plenty of people, active and past, in the military who support, you know why they fight? You know why they put all on the line? So you have the right to exercise your rights.
Right.
It's, you know, all it is, this is where we're at in 2017 now. Easy button. Automatically go out and rip a guy. You got no idea what the guy is. You got no idea. I mean, Michael Bennett, go look him up. Now, Michael Bennett's not perfect. But Michael Bennett with the outreach, with the community service, yes, very involved. Does that mean I have to support everything he does? No. I thought his treatment of a reporter earlier in the year was reprehensible. It was disgusting. But in this doesn't bother me. I don't. And I'm Mike, basically, you're asking the question I'm asking. How is this what people care about so much? You want the answer? I'll give you what I think the answer is. Then we'll go to the people. I think the answer is it's just so easy. I mean, people walk around angry as is. This is so easy to get mad at. No one's going to criticize you for getting mad about it. And you look like Mel Gibson in The Patriot.
It's easy, and I guess it's new, right? I mean, we didn't see people do this in the past in this type of way in terms of the national anthem. I know, David, what you're doing, but not kneeling or sitting down, though, to this level.
Well, yes.
Right, in the Olympics, obviously.
Well, and what is it, Malcolm Jenkins of the Eagles. Let's go over to Jerry, 97.1. Jerry, what's going on? How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
So I'm going to try and be careful with this one. So you got to remember, you're talking about your average NFL fan here, and these are just a bunch of people that are fans of guys just beating each other up all day and running into each other's head to head. So they just want football. They don't want any of the extra protests because, just give me my football. I just got to see people beat each other up. They don't want all the protests. They don't want all that crap. I don't care either way. Personally, the way I feel about it as an NFL owner is these guys get fined for standing up for a cause by putting something on their cleats, like for breast cancer or for child abuse. They'll put something on their cleats, and the NFL will be like, nope, fine, you can't do that because for whatever reason, you're not allowed to support stuff. So I don't know why it's any different where these guys think it's okay to protest on the NFL's time. There's certain things that I can and can't do in my employer's uniform that are based on whether or not they want to deal with the backlash of what I'm doing while I'm wearing their uniform. And any NFL team owner has that right to say, look, while you're representing X team, we don't want you doing any of this because it takes away from the entertainment value of our business.
Now, a couple of things. A, you're right. It's their boys' club. They can do what they want to do. And if they want players to have to stand for the anthem, that's their business. Now, understand something. A, they're going to have a real problem on their hands because more guys are going to do this. And now when owners don't reprimand or systematically make sure that Michael Bennett can't play football or Marshawn Lynch can't play football or Malcolm Jenkins can't play football, Jerry, they're going to look even dumber. Now, here's the other thing. Hold on, and I'll give you all the time you need.
Okay,
Jerry,
cool.
The other problem is, and this is really fun, they have the right to do what they want to do, and I don't take that away from them, but when they're hurting themselves, right now in football, Jerry, there's a team out there that is hurting themselves by not having Kaepernick there.
I totally agree with that. That's idiocy.
Go ahead.
And it totally is. And the other thing I wanted to point out, and I'm going to try and tiptoe around this one because I could get killed for it, but try and bear with me for a second now. These guys are protesting because of racial segregation in this country and how they feel that things aren't fair. That's fine. And I totally agree with what they're standing up for. But let me say this. I'm a white guy, and I went to an all-black school, and I got beat up by the same three black kids my whole life coming home from school. So if I was in the NFL and I decided to kneel during the national anthem and some media reporter came up to me and asked why, and I said, well, you know, just tired of all this segregation in this country with, you know, the...
Sorry. He kind of crossed the threshold of stupidity there.
Sorry.
That there was so much fail in the last part of that call. I'm just going to let it go. Let's just treat it like a fart in the wind. Okay? We're going to quickly move on. That was brutal.
It sounds good to me.
You getting beat up in school, not quite the same as starting life with an 0-2 count and systems being put in place generationally to make it harder for you to succeed in this country and get different treatment. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move. Wow. He told me to wait, like he was going to get to something, and I kind of like, it's almost like when you're sitting and someone across the room, like you see they're starting to fall, and you know you can't reach them, and it's like slow motion as they're like, no, and then boom, face plant. I was watching him fall. I still couldn't get out of the way fast enough. Right. Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.